It's time now for the best of ourselves with Marcia Hyatt. Good morning.
Good morning, CJ.
How are you?
Life is good and the sun is out, which also reminds us that life is good. Yeah. I want to talk about energy. What energy do I carry? What energy am I bringing into the room? Mm. I had heard, whether this is true or not, I heard that Oprah has a sign outside of one of her rooms which says something like, "You are responsible for the energy you bring into this room."
Ooh.
Isn't that a powerful thought?
Yes.
And I was reminded of that because a friend of mine, Daniel, his car was impounded in the Twin Cities, and that's an inconvenient and expensive occurrence. But he said after he got over being stressed out, which, by the way, the research says about 90 seconds, and then you can change the channel, mm-hmm. he thought, you know, this is a great opportunity. So he walks into the impound lot with a big smile and said, "This is my lucky day." And the guy said, "Why?" He said, "Because I get to interact with you." And the guy said, "Does your car have any bullet holes in it?" and Daniel says, "Not that I'm aware of." And they both smile. And then he's working on the paperwork, and the man at the impound lot said, "You ever heard of mirroring? And he said, "No." He says, "Well, let me mirror you. You walked in with the big smile, full of life." And he says, "Most people that walk in here are kind of frustrated and treat us thus." And so he said, "Why are you such a good mood?" And Daniel said, "Because I decided to be."
Ah.
And then he handed Daniel his ticket. And Daniel said, "Oh, wow, I get a ticket too." So it was still pretty expensive.
Oh, gosh,
but
yeah.
That whole thing about that choice to be a light, as it were, for that guy. And
yeah.
And for Daniel, it still ended up being very, very expensive. But I had another example where my husband and I were in Europe. I was working and he flew over on my miles. And that's when the volcano went off and we got stuck there a couple years back, if you remember. And a lot of people thought, you're stuck in Europe. Oh, too bad. But it was stressful in that we had to keep trying to find where to stay. And more importantly, because I paid for my ticket would get changed to the next day. So there, you know, I could possibly be on a flight. Because his was on miles, it wasn't changed.
Oh.
So we'd be on the phone for hours trying to get through to get him on the same flight. Truly, hours and hours. And we'd take shifts. So he, luckily, was the one that had the shift where the woman finally answered. And I would guess this is maybe 3 hours into this waiting. And he thought, she's probably had a pretty rough day. So he said, "How's your day? I bet it's been kind of rough." He was very personable with her. And they started talking. "Yeah, my gosh, all these people stuck and et cetera." And he said, "I'd like to go on the flight my wife is on." She said, "Oh, shoot, there's only a seat in first class. Well, I'll put you in first class."
Oh.
And my husband, being the kind of generous soul that he is, he said, no, give my wife that seat. I'll take her seat." And then she said, "Hey, you're such a nice guy. I'll put you both in first class," which, so it doesn't always, and sometimes you still get the ticket, like Daniel's case. And sometimes, you know, it's a nice unexpected positive of that.
Yep,
but it would have been just good enough that he was kind to her.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had that where you consciously shifted energy or seen people do that in a situation?
Well, when you first were talking about it, and, you know, I was thinking about how what energy you bring is what you get back kind of thing, is I remember when I was really young, like first off to college, very shy, very, you know, hard to interact with people. I would get into an elevator and feel really uncomfortable. Felt like, oh, everybody's like looking at me.
Yeah.
Everybody's like judging me.
Yeah.
You know, and so I had all this negative stuff about people that I would never see again. You know, what difference does it make, you know? And all of a sudden I realized what I was doing and I sort of switched it and I felt like, okay, every time I get in an elevator, I'm going to smile at these people and I'm going to be really positive. And it was an amazing transformation because people bounce back that same sort of energy then.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it was like, oh, this is fun.
Yeah. I might even meet some nice people this way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I won't see them again, but yay.
But it made it a positive experience.
Exactly. For 14 stories, I had a lot of fun.
Yeah. Felt like you're shining a little light into the world.
Yeah, it was great.
I had one this week where I was in a meeting and I really wanted to be bratty. It was a bad
meeting.
You
just wanted it bad.
It was such a bad meeting. And I could see my friends were also really bored and irritated. And my first impulse was to text them and saying, "Oh my goodness, can you take this?" You know, but I had luckily. Flash before my eyes, my mentor's, Barry Oshry's words, which were, take responsibility for the situation that you're in. I thought, well, if I were running this meeting, how would I want someone to be with me? And so I thought, okay, instead of being bratty, I'll ask him some questions to see if I can help connect what he's saying to what we thought we were in the meeting for. And one of my friends afterwards saying, well, you must have really enjoyed that meeting. I said, no, I just was choosing to try to be a positive force, at least be responsible, because it's so easy to fall into victim mode.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, it's not my fault. This is a bad meeting. So that whole idea, be responsible for the energy you bring into the room. I am not saying be Pollyanna. Mm. I am not saying be fake sweet. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying deny what you actually feel. Mm. But there are many, many times we have a choice where we focus our attention on what we're grateful for and what is really important, as opposed to allowing ourselves to be so irritated and stressed by the small stuff in life.
Yeah, yeah.
And to paraphrase Gandhi, because he never actually said, but to paraphrase him, be the change you wish to see in the world. Be responsible. But on the end of that, be responsible for the energy you bring in to whatever room you go into.
I like it.
Thanks, CJ.
Thank you, Marcia.